The fire at TCI Incorporated in the town of Ghent began Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and involved several different types of materials, including sodium, diesel fuel, propane, and mineral oil. In response to the incident, the town of Ghent declared a state of emergency. Other municipalities followed as public and emergency services agencies were inundated with calls from local residents. State and local officials called a press conference Thursday afternoon in Hudson, where the industrial fire was proclaimed 99% over. A full-blown investigation into the cause of the fire is underway. Jerome Hauer is the commissioner of the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services.
We're working very close with the EPA, and state DEC is out in the field doing sampling and doing all they can to get as much information as quickly as possible so we can reassure people that based on the information we have right now, there doesn't seem to be a problem.
Columbia County's Office of Emergency Management Director Bill Black says in his 30 years of fire experience, he's never witnessed a blaze as intense as the one at TCI.
We've had the EPA here testing air quality. They believe the air quality in the area it's basically back to normal. They found no issues with the air quality. We've had the area, the soot or the residue from the soot sampled, and the materials came back non-detectable for PCBs.
State Health Department Deputy Commissioner for Public Health, Dr. Gus Burkhead, says any PCBs that may have been present burned up in the fire.
The health impact was probably mitigated by advising folks to stay indoors, turn off their air conditioners, and to keep windows closed. That's all now relaxed, and so I think we can get back to normal life. And we will have some specific instructions on the cleanup, but I think it's not going to be anything unusual, a basic soap and water type of cleanup.
Results of dioxin tests were expected back on Friday. Bill Black says the county will issue an advisory informing residents what actions they need to take concerning cleanup and proper handling of materials contaminated with soot. Governor Cuomo has promised Columbia County anything it needs in the aftermath of the fire. Two firefighters were injured battling the blaze, one treated at the scene, the other at a nearby hospital. There is no estimate of damages. Once the investigation concludes, decisions will need to be made about what to do with the residual chemicals at the site and what to do with the site itself. This is the second fire at TCI this year. In January, two dump trailers filled with pallets and dirty rags standing next to trailers of mineral oil ignited. That fire was quickly contained. TCI of New York officials declined to comment. In Hudson, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.